The Acts 6:1. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. 6:2. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them, and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. 6:3. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. 6:4. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. 6:5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. 6:6. Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. 6:7. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. 6:8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. 6:9. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines, and Cyrenians, and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. 6:10. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. 6:11. Then they suborned men, which said, We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. 6:12. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council. 6:13. And set up false witnesses, which said, This man ceaseth not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. 6:14. For we have heard him say, that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place, and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us. 6:15. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel.